Hey guys, this is Joe Suba. You're listening to Suba Talks, where we talk about health and wellness, living a holistic, plant-based lifestyle, film, current events, and living in this new digital world. Good morning, everybody. Once again, I'm back in the building. This is Joe Suba, Suba Talks. Sunday morning. How's everyone doing this morning? Hope everyone's doing well. Hope everyone had a nice little smoothie, a green juice, something good to eat, something to nourish your body, nourish your brain. Hope everyone's spirit is at an all-time high. This is produced by SubaMedia.com. I'm feeling kind of down today. I don't know what it is, you know? You ever get that feeling where you just don't feel productive? You don't feel like doing anything? You're basically like looking at the ceiling. And that's what I have been feeling today. I got up this morning. I made my smoothie. By the way, I had wheat flaxseed, agave, sea moss, a banana, oats, coconut milk and almond milk mix, and cinnamon. Oh, it was so good. I felt it just tastes so good. And I feel good. It's just that there's something, I don't know, some type of energy on me that's making me feel like so unproductive. And I'm like, now it has me thinking like, where am I going in my life? What am I doing? Am I doing all the right things? Am I, why am I doing the things that I'm doing and not seeing anything out of it like right away? And I know a lot of us want an instant, but I'm not an instant guy. I just look at like, am I doing this podcast really helping other people or anything I want to do? You know, my businesses, my Prayer and Juice books, and my movie stuff. Am I really helping people? Like, am I getting any gain out of it? I don't feel like I'm getting any gain out of it. I don't know. It just could be me just thinking craziness. Because, you know, a lot of times, sorry, yeah, that's the chair. I'm sitting in my chair right now. A lot of times it's us in our own craziness. You know, our mind could be playing tricks on us. You know, like a lot of times my mind does play tricks on me. You know what I mean? So when people looking on the outside, looking in, think that I'm doing all this stuff and I'm so great and I'm so this and I'm so that, sometimes I don't feel like that. Sometimes I just be wanting to be left alone. And when you're left alone, people think there's something wrong. No, I just want to be left alone. I like to go into my little bubble and just close the world off. How many of you guys feel like that? Ladies and men, you feel like, is this depression? I wonder, because I do suffer from depression. I think we all do in a way. You know, we may get a feeling and we may think of something and we just want to be by ourselves. I don't know if people call that depression or not. We feel like maybe we're less than, you know, I always feel like out of all the stuff I've done, I should have more. But that just could be me and my own insecurities. Yeah, because I got a lot of insecurities too. I don't really talk about it, nor will I talk about it, but I do. I could just talk about some. But yeah, just a strange and eerie feeling that's on me this morning. And I feel like I wanted to talk about it, you know, because maybe some other people might feel this way and they might hear what I'm saying and be like, man, I was feeling the same way. But, you know, we can always change it. I don't, you know, this particular thing, I don't know how to change. I tried to watch some TV. That didn't work. Maybe because I don't have cable to watch 3,000 channels. I started going online. I started doing work. So I did this videography project and I started editing it, but I just don't feel like a desire to do it. Even though I'm doing it, there's no energy behind it. You know, usually I'm excited to do some editing, decided to look at the work, but I just don't feel like it. So anyway, tomorrow's Labor Day and I never knew what Labor Day stood for, so I had to look it up. So Labor Day is a federal holiday in the United States, celebrated on the first Monday in September to honor and recognize the American labor movement and the works and contributions of laborers to the development and achievements of the United States. I didn't know that. I never knew what Labor Day meant. I never even knew what a lot of things meant in America, because I don't really think I paid any attention to it. But now with the internet, I can look it up if I don't know something. So really, how are you guys feeling today? Are you feeling worthwhile? Are you feeling like today's the day that you rest or get things done? I do have to go out and get some air. I gotta go, I'm gonna take a bike ride to Home Depot. I gotta get some stuff for my stove, and I gotta get a new pot. A bigger pot, because I don't have any big pots. So I need one of those. Yeah, it's just one of those days, you know. Yesterday, I had an okay day. I did 14 miles on my bike. Got some air, felt good. Didn't have my phone on me. That felt even better. You know what I did? I cut off my Facebook and my Instagram. Took it off my phone. Then I just blocked a lot of stuff. And it felt good to do that, you know, because nobody has connections. You know, nobody can call me with their angst, because a lot of times people call me with their issues. So they put their angst and their issues on me, or they text me, or they not really text me, they Facebook me about all their issues. And I'm not a psychiatrist, you know, so I just know a little bit about keeping my body in shape and keeping my mind at a high level, in reference to certain things that I want to do, and not keeping my mind at a, I shouldn't say my mind at a higher level. I'm just studying a little bit more, that's all. So a lot of people don't want to study things, and they want just to give the answers. And I guess that's okay, but me, I'd rather study it, find out about it, and then go from there. So guys, sometimes I often wonder, like, is it all worth it? You ever think about that? Like, you know, I'm a single dad. I got two grown kids. Love them to death. Like, time just went by so fast. I remember I was a young 20-year-old scrapping kid running around New York City. And now I'm this 49-year-old man with two kids living in a two-bedroom apartment. And traveled the world. Worked in the film industry, and what do I got to show for it but work? No money. Well, I shouldn't say like that. I got projects. I just feel like maybe if I was taking it more seriously at a younger age, because I think I didn't start doing films until I was 32, 33, I did my first film. So I'm 49 now, so y'all do the math. Is that 14, 15 years, I think? And, you know, we all hit a wall sometimes. I hit a wall like a couple of years ago. And then I was blessed to do my own indie film project, a small film, 22 minutes, called Blue Underground. And that sparked me back to life. And I did a film before that called, with Mark DeCascos, and Treat Williams, called Operation Rogue. And then I went to an acting school, and then I started this, my own film production company. And now I got a new film. So I got a lot to be grateful for. It's just a feeling, like, you know, it comes and goes. I'm not gonna hurt myself or hurt anybody else. It's just a feeling. I wanted to get it off my chest. Cause I think a lot of us don't have anybody really to talk to, especially in the African-American community. When we're stressed, when we're not feeling well mentally, we really don't have it. And then as men, we feel like it's, you're going to talk to a psychiatrist. I've never talked to a psychiatrist before. So we never really have anybody to talk to. And a lot of stuff we hold inside. I know me, a lot of stuff I hold inside, from past relationships, from people doing things to me in the past, people saying things. I kind of like hold it inside. So, you know, it's just a feeling. It comes and it goes. Like anything else in life, like people, like relationships, it comes and goes. And people got to remember that things come and go. So your life is more important. Like a lot of people think to take their lives. Nah, your life is more important because the next day could be better, the day after could be better, the day after could be better. But if you don't have no life in you, then every that day is never going to happen. You're never going to see what you could make of yourself. A lot of us fail to realize, and then the people we hurt in return.
This is produced by SubaMedia.com. Right?
The people we hurt in return, we never think about them. We always think about us. What is this thing, social media? Social media is an interactive computer mandated technologies that, and the creation of sharing of information, ideas, career, interests, and other forms of expression via virtual communities and networks. Interesting. Is this considered social media? This probably is, right? I tried to set up a Facebook ad, which I did, and Facebook was like, oh, you're not following the rules. I'm like, I don't know. I didn't try to promote anything. I mean, I didn't try to sell anything. I'm just like, go to my page, which is subatalks.com. This is my page. You could donate on my page if you like. You can go on Anchor, which you're probably looking at this, and donate a couple of cents. Just to keep it running. Like, this is a lot of hard work. I got to pay for mixers, a mixer, you know, somebody to, I'm producing it, but to, you know, to even it out, to do this, to level the sound, all this is coming out of my pocket right now. But it's all good. It's something I want to do. You know, I got a new film coming out called Shadows. I think people are going to like this, like sort of like a faith-based film. So I think a lot of people will like that. It's about redemption, has spirituality in it. It's a horror film, so starring Saigon. So that should be, I think people will enjoy that. You know, I know it could be on Netflix or Hulu or something like that. Or one of the BET will definitely pick it up. It's majority black cast, and it's a mixed crew, so. And it felt good doing it. So I know God will bless us and we'll have a good little turnout on that. I know we can't have any, I would love to have a screening, but you know, there's no screenings because of the corona. Yeah. So anyway, I can imagine people who have been cooped up in their house all this time and didn't really leave and didn't really enjoy, you know, get out through this time of coronas, how they must feel, the depression that they must be feeling and the anxiety that they're feeling. That's my son in there in the bathroom. With the anxiety, if y'all can hear that flush. Yo, I'm sitting in my house doing this. So it is what it is. I'm not fortunate to have a big studio and people around me doing sound. And I wouldn't want to do it that way because to me, this is more authentic and it is authentic. It's straight in my living room. Sitting in my chair. So you're going to hear other things in the background and you might not, but it is what it is. I've been saying that a lot now. It is what it is. So how you guys feeling about Trump and Biden? To me, that shit almost cursed. That is depressing. The both of them. People say, oh, you're going to pick the lesser of the evils. Don't pick any. Ah, man. Listen. You handle your future the way you handle your future. I say vote your conscience. A lot of people don't even have a conscience, so. I've noticed that a lot of people are turning their own kind for this guy to win. I don't know what it is that they see in this guy, but they're turning their own people, hurt their own people for this guy to win. It makes no sense to me, especially with African Americans. I'm like, I don't even know what's wrong with y'all, but I know what it kind of is. Like, a lot of people are lost and they're looking for hope and they think this guy is going to give them hope. Who they said by the end of this year, over 200 and something thousand, 400,000 people may die from the coronavirus. He's not even held accountable for anything. But that's for another story, another day. So we're not going to get deep into this. We're going to keep on pushing. How you guys like Harlem? How you think Harlem looks? I'm all over the place, right? To me, Harlem is depressing too. When I get on the train and I see all the homelessness out in the street, especially out in the street now because they pushed them off the trains. And then they try to blame the coronavirus spread on homeless people when they checked mostly homeless people and they didn't have it because homeless people are not on top of each other. It's you people who hate the homeless, who want to blame somebody for something, are the spreaders, right? So stop fooling yourself and stop blaming on the weak. Everybody wants to blame everything on the weak and the poor, not themselves, not their elected officials or their higher-ups. Everybody want to blame China. No. If we would have shut the borders down and the planes down earlier, we could have controlled this. If we did this social separating earlier, we'd have wore our masks earlier, we wouldn't have all this craziness. So stop it. That's why America is burning. You guys are fools who think any otherwise. But I get all these inbox looniness. That makes me depressed. When I hear all this damn inbox, people inbox me stupid stuff about, this is why you don't need to wear a mask. But they're not explaining this is what they say. Well, they had other ailments, that's why. Well, they were living with the other ailments, but the coronavirus came and killed them, right? Why aren't you talking about that? Why aren't you making sense with that? You're not making sense to me, right? You sound stupid, but that's just, it is what it is, and there's no, you know, what can you do? Only thing you can do is just stay in prayer, keep yourself in shape, eat well, turn to a plant-based lifestyle, and live. That's all. This is produced by SubaMedia.com. So I always think about myself like, you know, think to myself, like the last 2 years, I've been single for like almost going on 4 years. So I was reading something that a man should never be alone that long. Because we start getting into crazy thinking, which is true. We start thinking about loony stuff, yo. Loony stuff, man. That is the truth. That is the truth. Because now that I've been single this long, I'll be thinking about loony stuff. I know if I had a woman in my life, then I wouldn't think she would keep me occupied. People who've been alone for a while, they know what I'm talking about. You know, I'm a man, so I love women, so she would keep me occupied. You know what I mean? Either on my toes, keep me searching for her, loving her, whatever. Arguing, I don't like to argue. I really don't like to argue, especially over stupid stuff. You know, I don't like to argue over money. That's one of the biggest issues, is money. Right? I don't like to argue over time. You never spend no time with me. They say a person who's an entrepreneur will have the most loneliest times and nobody understands you. It's true. I've yet to meet a woman who understands me. They always say, I want your time. You don't have enough time for me. You don't do this. I'm like, oh my God. Just get away from me. Let me go off into my little corner, my little cubby, and let me do my little work and I'll come out. If you're still around, you're around. If you're not, bye. You know, I think at a certain age, we start feeling that. I mean, well, I do. At 49, I just don't have time for. And maybe it's because I like draw older women, younger women to me. And, you know, they're in their 30s. It is. So they don't get it. Like, they're still childish. Right. So to me, if it's a man conducting a business, he's trying to get off the ground. Like, and he considers you, you know, he likes you. He wants to be around you sometimes. That don't mean you go out and go mess with other guys. He's working. They don't get that. That's why you see a lot of them be single and they mad. But we ain't going to go there either. That's why I like older women about my age. They understand a little bit more. So these young women are just off the chain. Everything's about you. You don't have time. You don't have time. You don't have time. You don't have time. Oh, God, go do something. Go outside and play double dutch. Do something. This is produced by SubaMedia.com. I know I'll be wilding, right? Yeah, so anyway, back to subject. Yo, Joe, you wilding. People can relate. The men can relate to this. Some men can't relate. I don't know. Some men been in relationships so long, they don't even know what it is to be happy no more. Because they've been in a relationship so long and they think that's normal. You know, men think a lot of stuff is normal. When your woman treats you badly, they talk down to you. They use sex as a weapon. They're treating you badly. And then when you find something you like, they get upset. and they want to divorce you. They want to take all your money. Y'all seen that thing about Dre and his wife wanted like $2 million a year, a month? Yo, they wilding, yo. I tell everybody, always get a prenup. I couldn't get married. There's no marriage to me without a prenup. I'm not having more babies, but there's no marriage to me. I'd rather be lonely. Not even lonely. I'd rather just go overseas and find me a wife or ask one of my friends to introduce me to somebody who they think that's nice and that's good for me. And then I'll go from there. But I refused. I refuse to sit down and settle. Mm-mm. And to think that I'm generating these companies and this money, and then something, when it all clicks, you get upset or you mad. So that means you want a divorce, you want to take half and leave me like more than half. No, mama. You sign right here, mama. If you don't sign right here, mama, there's the door, mama. Because men don't know their worth. That's why. Especially when you're doing something, you don't know your worth. You think about this. You work at a bus stop, bus station, bus driver, whatever, city worker. You start getting into real estate, into houses. So you got a couple of houses, 5, 6 houses. You know what? I don't want to do this job no more. I'm leaving early. I'm really focused on real estate, getting land, getting property. You start making a couple of million. So now the woman you was with, y'all married, you didn't sign a prenup. I don't know, something, she gets upset. She might have an entanglement. That's what they call it, entanglement. She might have an entanglement. And because you're not there, you're here, you're always working. So that's your fault for that. And now that she wants to leave, she wants to take half the money that you made. She had nothing to do with what you was doing. Y'all sound crazy if you don't sign a prenup. Get a prenup. You sound crazy, but women probably won't like this, but it's the truth. It's like if a woman was doing something and you get a guy and he, you started a hair thing and now, or nails or skincare thing, and it's booming and it's getting money. And you say, oh, it's all for love. You know, all right. Y'all still believe in love as fairy tales and, you know, we want to have a $50,000 wedding and invite all our friends so they can eat and drink and look at my union. That's what women want. Women always want to be seen with that. Men just be like, okay, I'll walk down the aisle. Not even knowing what he's getting himself into. Oh, man. I'm so happy that I'm in my space. That's what I should say. I'm happy I'm in my space. All right, Joe, I ain't going to talk too long. I was just feeling a little bit down, so I got it all off my chest. Don't forget, check out my website, Super Talks. Leave a little donation. You get a little t-shirt, Super Talks t-shirt if you want. This, my other companies is Super Media. You know, we do branding, we do videos. My Prayer and Juice, that's my books. My clothing company, Motivation and Faith, which is more, it's like motivational and faithful t-shirts and hats and bags. And there's my sports line called Energy, which is called energymerch.com. But you can see all that stuff, you know, just, you know, check it out. Check it out, you know. But definitely, if you can, donate something to the cause. And we'll be back soon, all right? Don't forget, eat well, exercise. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself spiritually, mentally, physically, and move to a plant-based lifestyle if you can, man. It's going to save your life, man. All right?